From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor. Are you having a good day, Melissa?
So far, so good.
Well, that's wonderful.
We like starting off with a podcast.
Yes, we do. And we were invited by Fox to take a sneak peek at the network's new series, Glee. It opens with a special preview at 8 p.m. Tuesday, May 19th, but then the show won't return to the Fox schedule until fall. Now, I really enjoyed Glee. But, Melissa, I understand you had some issues with it.
Well, I really liked it. Let me just first say that off right off the bat. I really, really liked it. But there are situations that I'm like, I don't know if I had little children, like grade school kids, if I'd want them to watch, because they threw certain situations in.
Yeah, that is true. But it is... I guess it's family fare, but maybe not for a really young audience.
Yeah, I mean, and that's too bad because it's a classic underdog story, and it's really, I mean, by the end you're like totally inspired by the end of the show.
But it is set in high school, and although we don't remember our high school days that well, I imagine the humor and the circumstances and the situations, they're probably, you know, prominent in high schools today. Maybe.
Hopefully not, but probably.
So, but also we have to keep in mind that Glee is from Ryan Murphy. He's the creator, writer, and executive producer of Nip Tuck, which is a very adult-oriented show airing on FX.
So that's probably why it has those tendencies on occasion.
Possibly. But Glee is a very fun story. It stars Broadway star Matthew Morrison. You know, we haven't, since he's on Broadway, we haven't seen him on TV before. But he plays Will Schuster, a high school teacher who tries to refuel his own passion while reinventing the McKinley High School's Glee Club. And he has a challenge of working with a group of outcasts at the school to help them realize their star potential.
Yes, and he is awesome. I was really interested in looking him up because hadn't seen him before, and he was really good. So it was interesting to see that he apparently is a big Broadway star.
Yeah.
So
really, I'd say the name actor in this series is Jane Lynch. She plays Sue Sylvester, the head of the cheer team called the Cheerios. And he kind of, you know, goes head-to-head with her a bit because, you know, her club gets the funding, whereas he actually has to pay to coach the Glee Club. That's kind of a
yes.
odd circumstance.
Yes, he pretty much has to beg to even have the Glee Club, which was pretty sad. But
that's true. And, well, Jane Lynch is the main person, and you probably haven't heard of any of the actors playing the high school kids because Ryan Murphy said that he didn't want named people. He wanted to introduce a new group of you know, high school actors to the viewing audience. And I think that's a good idea.
It is a good idea, and they're all great.
Mm-hmm.
They're all great.
And, of course, on the Glee Club, he recruits the high school quarterback to join the club because he needs some guys in there. And there's the... the really preppy girl that's kind
that's
of an
not she's not popular, yeah, but yeah. She's good. She's a great singer.
Oh, yes, she
and
is.
And she wants to be famous. She totally wants to be famous.
And then there's this guy that has a high-pitched voice that you would think he sounds like a girl, but, I mean, he's a great singer.
Yes, yes. And they have a handicapped boy in a wheelchair.
In a wheelchair.
Who's very musically talented. He plays the guitar and sings.
And then there's Mercedes. She's the diva and the fashion expert.
Yes.
Well, and I guess we forgot the awkward stutterer because, you know, she's kind of in the background. Tina.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, yeah.
So, but, you know... In the premiere episode, you get to hear them sing, three songs together because, you know, they're already practicing for competition, and that's fun.
They are good. They have their little dance routine made up, and their voices are really good.
Yeah. That's another thing is I did see some interviews with the cast members beforehand, and they said, you know, they could sing, but they didn't know dancing was part of it, and so they had to get some dance lessons there, and, you know, but they looked good, I thought.
It worked out real well, yes, and... The lead character sings. He even has a song where he sings, the
yes,
teacher.
He does. But and Fox really has a good idea. They are given this special preview of this show following the first part of the season finale of American Idol. You know, I guess it's the performance show on Tuesday. And, you know, that's the audience that will probably come back and watch Glee in the fall.
Yeah, I hope it's a really cool move. I hope it really does get a lot of people to watch and that they remember when it comes back on in the fall.
I'm sure that Fox will promote it whenever it returns.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, Melissa, what would you give it?
I'd say 8.
An 8?
I'd say 8, yeah. What about you?
I really, really enjoyed this. I enjoy musicals. I'm going to give it a 9.5.
Okay.
Because it doesn't get the full 10 because you had mentioned, you know, the subject matter. You know, they could have tamed that down a bit, but it didn't really jump out at me until you had mentioned it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't think we've done halves before, so that's cool. 9.5.
So check it out. It's Glee, premiering at 7 p.m. Tuesday, May 19th on Fox. That's a special preview, remember, because the series as a whole won't return until the fall. And that's a wrap for this week. We'll return later in the week to discuss another upcoming program, but feel free to check out TV Preview any day, anytime, at your convenience.